We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Officials with the Chicago Public Schools say there are still thousands of students who have not yet signed into their remote learning classes. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the story.
The Chicago Public School System is more than 2 weeks into the new academic year, and at the latest school board meeting, Chief Education Officer LaTanya McDade said there were still up to nearly 7,000 students who have not logged into remote learning classes yet. McDade says it's possible some of those students have moved to other school districts or have enrolled in charter schools. A school spokeswoman later emailed the Sun-Times to say the most recent updated number of accounted for students is about 2,700. Officials say school staffers are still trying to find out where those students are and why they're not taking part in classes. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Meanwhile, another suburban school district is getting ready to bring students back to class.
Like many public school districts in Illinois, District 300 in the northwest suburbs started the academic year with remote learning. The school board expressed support for a plan that will bring students in kindergarten through third grade back to class in a hybrid learning arrangement starting next month. Older students would return in January. The Elgin Courier reports the younger students would alternate between in-person classes and e-learning. The board has yet to determine a start date or how classes would resume. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Nurses at the University of Illinois Hospitals have reached a tentative contract agreement. More than 1,400 nurses staged week-long strike earlier this month. A new agreement includes a commitment to hire the equivalent of at least 160 full-time nurses. That was one of the nurses' main issues. Members of the nurses' union must vote to formally ratify the agreement. Residents of the Eagle Ridge subdivision in Orland Park are trying to get the village to back off plans to plant native grasses along the edge of a pond.
The Homeowners Association for the nearly 200-unit complex of single-family homes and townhouses maintains the grass and the trees around the pond, but maintenance of the pond and the shoreline is the village's responsibility, and it wants to control erosion, it says, and improve water quality with tall grasses. Resident Wally Waystock speaking at a village board meeting.
The fact of the matter is, we like the pond the way it is, and we have 179 signatures from residents around the pond that don't want the weeds. We don't want the rodents. If you've got rodents in those high weeds, there's going to be coyotes there.
He said, what's to say a coyote is not going to jump out and take one of the pets or one of the older people? Another resident said the grass would be hideous looking and would obscure their views of the water, which someone else noted allows people to fulfill a dream of owning a waterfront home. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
As Halloween approaches, it's much more of a trick than a treat for one major store chain.
Party City will open about 90% fewer Halloween City pop-up stores than last year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Earlier this week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended avoiding door-to-door trick-or-treating, crowded indoor parties, and haunted houses to reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19. There will be a Halloween City store in Chicago Ridge and in Elmhurst. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago's Kiki's Bistro on the 900 block of North Franklin is the latest business to announce its closing for good. An announcement on its website says the business will shut down at the end of business next Wednesday. The statement goes on to say founder George Kiki Cuisance is planning to retire. And it goes on to say the future may include a, quote, potential petite Kiki's, a reboot to offer authentic French fare on a very intimate scale.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.